What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, joined now by the Capraro family. And I got bad news for Roman Anthony. He's no longer the coolest Roman in Fenway Park today.
That's right.
Roman Capraro, six-year-old, who we can already tell has some spunk, has some energy, has some juice to him. He joins us now with his dad, Steve, and his sister, Mila. And Roman is 6 years old, has acute lymphoblastic leukemia. He's from Burlington. Let's start with you, Dad. Tell us a little bit about, and I hate asking these questions, I apologize, but obviously it helps the cause and the awareness that we're trying to raise here today, how the diagnosis came about.
Mother's intuition.
Yes, yeah. Moms are the best.
Moms are the best.
Always.
She knew something wasn't right. He was throwing up, but when he was throwing up, his eyes were rolling in the back of his head. Just didn't seem normal. And Dad was like, "That's probably just a bug. You'll be okay. I'll be the
typical
first to
dad.
Admit it." Typical dad.
Yeah, rub some dirt in it, right?
100%. Yep. Get up. And Mom just wouldn't take no for an answer. Took him to Winchester Hospital the next morning. And within a couple hours, they had a decent feeling what it was, but. Again, it's Winchester, it's not Children's, and they said, we want to transfer you to Children's. And within an hour of being at Children's, they said, we're 99% positive it's leukemia.
Within an hour?
Just because of the incredible smarts, doctors, they see something in the blood, and it just checks all the boxes.
And thank God, I mean, it's exactly the worst-case scenario for you to think that you have dinner, whatever, no, one of the kids is sick, like... Oh, boy, that means one of us might have to take care of them or stay home, you know, from work when they're home from school tomorrow to, like, this family-altering, earth-shattering diagnosis the next day. How did you guys handle that, and how was the compassion and care that you got from, you know, Boston Children's and ultimately Dana-Farber Jimmy Fund? How did that hold your hand and help you?
The initial kick in the gut is real tough to get over. As a mother and father, it's probably one of your worst fears to come true. After you first hear it, it takes a little while. You go through the different phases of anger. You know, why me? More anger. And then you figure out, hey, what goes on next? And they're like, here's the plan. You're going to go to Children's. You'll be in ICU for a couple of days. We start treatment right away. And my first question was, all right, when do you start? When do you go home? And they're like, oh, you're here for at least 30 days. And, you know, we just had a three-month-old at the time as well. Mm-hmm. So it takes a village.
Yeah,
from friends, family, employers, everybody that, you know, and I'm the type of person that's afraid to say, yeah, I need some help. And it's
right.
You can't get enough help.
Roman, are those, do I see baseball pants? You wearing baseball pants today? Those look? Yeah?
Maybe.
Baseball
yeah.
pants?
Yeah.
So you're a baseball fan, safe to say? Yeah. Do you play?
I play T-ball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you hit? Pretty good? Yeah. You a power hitter? Launch angle and everything, exit velocity. Yeah. You learning all those terms? Dad got you up on all those terms? You got
to
know
once
all that.
Once it even went onto the glass.
Nice. So you are a power hitter. How about that?
Huh? Taters and dingers, huh, big guy?
Roman, what's your treatment been like as you've dealt with this?
Good.
Yeah? Have they made it less hard? Have they made it more enjoyable for you? Do you have friends at treatment?
No.
No.
What about all the nurses and doctors?
Yeah.
Okay. They're really nice to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are there things that you look forward to seeing or doing when you go there, like people you're looking forward to seeing? No?
What's your favorite room at the Jimmy Fund?
The resource room.
What do they have there that's so fun?
You can, like, play board games. You can do arts and crafts.
What's your favorite room in the resource room, though?
The music room.
Oh, yeah, really? Now, what do they have there? Like special instruments, or
yeah,
as
they
as
have
Mila
like instruments.
Plays the plays the air piano. Dun 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 dun.
So, are you familiar? Because I've heard there's a dog named Opry. Have you crossed paths with Opry? No.
No.
Roman, there's a joke. So our dog passed in December, and Roman only liked our dog. So. Opry's handler, Kate, is a really good joke that we're like, oh, do you want to say hi to Opry? And he's like,
okay.
No. So every time he sees Opry, we try to do it.
This kid is cut from your cloth. Just straight truth, no chasing.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Honesty, just few honesty. Words. Let's just move on. I answered your question.
Yeah. Very frank and to the point as well. He's got business to do. He's in the fight of his life right now in the hands of great care from Dana-Farber. He's also got a base. You guys going to the Sox game tonight? You got a Sox game tonight, right? You got to go see who's your favorite player.
I don't have one.
I agree. See? Likes the whole team. Like it is.
See?
I do.
Oh, Milo, who's your favorite player?
Trevor Story.
Hey, that's a great answer.
They were also talking about him when they were talking about Roman. Those were the only two.
Oh, I heard. Who was talking about Roman? Your grandpa?
No, on TV they were.
Oh.
Yeah. My papa or my uncle might have put it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a whole family of Red Sox fans, I guess. Mm-hmm. Dad, what has treatment been like? Have there been ups and downs throughout that process?
It's a great question. A roller coaster is the simplest way to put it. At the end of his induction, which is the first part you're in the hospital, he got pancreatitis, which I couldn't believe I was saying that was almost worse than the cancer diagnosis. He had to learn to walk again, lost all his strength. He was down to like 14 kilos, had to get a feeding tube. It was awful. And when you see your child in the bed, can't get up, can't move, learning how to walk again, things that he used to do so freely, and he was a very energetic kid before, that's crushing. He came home with a walker and a feeding tube, and you'll lift your child. You know, my wife will bathe them, anything that you'll do for your children. But when you see him struggling to walk and get around, stuff that's so normal for kids, that's a gut punch.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. And how important has it been, both not just the clinical care that you're getting at the absolute forefront of the research they do, which leads to the medicine, the care. How important has everything else that they do been for Roman, for Mila, for you, the whole family?
First off, the people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big people person. The people at the Jimmy Fund, all the way down from Lisa to the nurses to the doctors, they make you feel like family. You're there for a terrible reason, and when you go there for 4, 5, 6, 8 hours, you forget about life for a little while. They're playing video games. They're doing arts and crafts. Mila comes. She's drawing. She's doing stuff. She's making nurses stuff. They make it so comfortable in an uncomfortable situation that it does bring a smile to your face. It's not like, oh, I got to go to Dana-Farber again. It's, hey, man, we got to go to Dana-Farber this morning. You're probably going to be there for 6, 7 hours. Okay. Just gets in the car. Everybody piles in. You go eat lunch. You go back. And just, they're so friendly. And again, the people make that place. I know the research dollars and the doctors and all that stuff, but the nurses, like Lisa and her staff, are truly amazing.
I know our listeners couldn't necessarily see that, but Mila and Roman just held hands there for a minute. What's this relationship like? What's the dynamic? You guys always get along? Do you ever argue?
Yeah.
What do we?
A lot of the time.
What do you usually argue about?
Stupid things.
Like who gets the iPad? Who gets the remote control?
We try to keep them away from the screens.
Good for you.
They'll be down in the playroom and they're fighting over magnet tiles. Who didn't get what? But
right.
For what people don't realize is that it affects the whole family, and that's a huge thing. Like Mila's 8.
Yep.
And you don't realize it, but.
The
amount of time that she misses with one parent because of, you know, my wife and I switched off. So there was always one parent with them. And, again, my wife's family and people staying over the house and taking care of everything. I'll never be able to say thank you enough. Mm-hmm. But you don't understand how much it affects, you know, Georgie, our 1-year-old, or Mila, the 8-year-old, them going to school and being picked up by somebody different, you know, every day for a little while. And
I always got notes.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I wish my parents were here, but I can't help it.
That's what people don't realize. It's a full-on fight from everybody involved, and it affects every child and person in the family.
How are you doing, Mila? Are you doing okay? You a good support system for your brother?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She's his biggest fan.
Yeah? I was going to say, they have an amazing guy. Yeah, you're full of life. You're a real firecracker yourself. I love that.
You both are.
It is so true.
Yep. It is. It's so true.
The energy, I know you worried about some low times, but the energy between these two, the energy is back. The vibes they bring, which I'm sure for you, makes your life a little bit easier to see that rebound.
You're absolutely right. Having a baby at home, too. You know, there was a time when we were in the hospital and the girls were all sick at home, my wife and the two girls. So I was there for like an extended period of time. And then coming back for, you know, home and you see the baby. And the baby doesn't care where you've been, doesn't care who you are. When she sees you or, you know, or my wife or Roman or Mila, it's that instant gratification, that instant smile and happiness. And truly, truly helped a lot of dark times seeing her smile.
And so, yeah, what's that, buddy?
Does this to us when we like walk in the house? She goes, ah!
He's excited to see
you. It's so cute. It makes us like our heart like
just melts,
warms up,
right? Oh, yeah. It just warms up and melts. So where are we and what's next for Roman?
We have 9 months left of treatment.
Okay,
it's been going well. Again, it's a roller coaster, mm-hmm. It's up and down. You know, some days he feels like a normal six-year-old kid, crushing chips downstairs, running around, tons of energy, and then other days he feels awful. You know, he's puking, he feels terrible, he's napping, he's got no energy, he's got no counts. But I will say this, 99% of the time, he wakes up every single day with the biggest smile and so much positivity that it's hard not to be positive.
Yep.
He doesn't say, why me? He doesn't moan, he doesn't complain. Hey, buddy, we got to go to Dana-Farber this morning. Okay, what do I have? You have an LP, which is where they put the chemo in his spine and he goes under for a while, and then he goes out into the chair and they do more treatment. And yes, you have to stop multiple times on the way home because he gets sick, and he's, oh, thank you for driving me. And that was probably the comment that brought me to my knees. He looked at me one day and my wife, and he goes, thanks for driving me, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I said it half-jokingly in the beginning that Roman, Anthony, not the coolest Roman in Fenway tonight.
Nope.
The more I talk to you, the more I realize I was dead on, mm-hmm. that he is not. Roman, you are the coolest guy. Mila, you're the coolest sister. The vibe, the relationship that you guys have, your family, your energy, it's remarkable. And like you said, it's about the people. It's about the people in your family, outside your family, your extended family, but also more importantly at Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. So I would urge anyone who just listened to this, anything you can give, $1, $5, $10, lots of dollars if you have them, we would take that too, big dollars. Mm-hmm. You can go to jimmyfund.org. You can text K Cancer to 56512, or you can do it the old-fashioned way. They're ready to take your phone calls, 877-738-1234. And before we let you go, Lisa Sherber, she's our next guest. Give me the one sentence buildup of what we're going to get, because I know she is a barrel of energy.
Icon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One of the best people and kindest people we've ever come across. We'll do
the best.
We'll do anything.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And everything to put a smile on anybody's face that walks through the door of the Jimmy Fund.
And they make you feel like you can win. They make you like they give you, people like Lisa make you feel like anything is possible.
Like you can
I told her downstairs how much I love her. I don't want her to get weirded out by it. She's absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, you guys. That's the Capraro family. Roman is a legend here at Fenway Park, the mm-hmm. biggest Roman legend we've seen.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.